I mean, I even get tired myself of pessimism, or what some people would call cynicism, what I call the observation of reality. All right? You can't always remain mired in reality. Sometimes you have to wander off into a fantasy land. You know, call it Keith Olbermanville. All right? I mean, maybe something like that. I mean, have you heard about this? Olbermann, you know, he's famous for his rants. And I mean, they are mean-spirited all the time. There's not a trace of humor in them, ever. Deadly serious and fanatic. Really? What a left-wing zealot. It's incredible. He's sort of a left-wing, I don't know, what would be the equivalent on the right? Glenn Beck? Yeah, but Beck is more entertaining in his insanity, okay? You know, for one thing, Glenn Beck doesn't pretend to be sane. He doesn't. You know, he makes it clear that he's not all there. And it's been very lucrative for him. He makes millions and millions of dollars. As I've said, he makes insanity pay. Keith Olbermann makes his insanity just totally obnoxious.
It is as if a group of moderately talented performers has walked on stage at a comedy club on improv night. Each hears a shout from the audience consisting of a bizarre but just barely plausible fear or hatred or neurosis or prejudice. And the entertainment of the evening is for each to take their thin, absurd premise and build upon it, a campaign for governor or congressman or senator. You do not think your freedom is at stake next Tuesday? The Tea Party and Republican candidate for Senator from Nevada, Sharon Angle, just decried divorce and Social Security as some of this nation's, quote, wicked ways. Mrs. Angle also compared rape to, quoting, lemon in a lemon situation in lemonade. She would deny an abortion even to a teenage girl who had been raped by her own father. The Tea Party and Republican candidate to be the only congressman in Delaware, Glenn Urquhart, said there is no problem that abortion can't make worse. I know good friends who are the product of rape.
Can you spell overwrought? Overwrought.
Mr. Urquhart also says he does not believe the phrase separation of church and state was said by Thomas Jefferson. He thinks it was Hitler. The next time your liberal friends ask you about the separation of church and state, ask them why they are Nazis. The Tea Party and Republican candidate in the Ohio 9th, Rich Iatt, not only ran around in a Nazi uniform celebrating their military tactics, but implies he is a veteran. And as late as this March, listed his occupation as soldier, even though the volunteer militia to which he belongs has never been called, will never be called, to any active service in the 29 years in which he has belonged to it. It's more than just dress up. They mean business, literally. The Tea Party and Republican candidate for New Jersey's third House seat, John Runyon, defended corporate tax loopholes. Loopholes are there for a reason. They are to avoid people from really having to pay too many taxes. The Tea Party and Republican candidate for the Senate in West Virginia, John Racy, explained, quote, I made my money the old-fashioned way. I inherited it. I think that's a great thing to do. I hope more people in this country have that opportunity.
The problem with this is not the Keith Olbermann show, obviously. And he went on in this vein for 20 minutes. A 20-minute tirade. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. I don't think conservatives will be very pleased with what he said. I don't think Tea Party supporters will be very pleased with what he said. I don't think anyone who has any kind of sense of proportion is going to be pleased with what he said. Because if you think that Sharon Angle, for example, is a right-wing nut, what the hell is Keith Olbermann? Isn't he a left-wing nut? I mean, come on, I know this is an important election, but please...